You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We're going to get in and wrap up the 2023 MLB season. We're going to go through all the awards. We talked a little bit about them last week, and we're going to revisit our meaningless predictions from the very beginning of the season. So if you went through those with us, we're going to play them. So you get to see exactly what we said, and we'll talk about it a little bit and share our thoughts and feelings about what happened, what exactly went down. So, okay, first let's go through player awards. Let's start with the MVP. Brig, let's see here. I didn't put these in order. So here is your National League MVP. Who did you say?
In the NL, I got Trey Turner.
You had Trey Turner. I had
my National League MVP is also Trey Turner.
Ooh.
Mm.
That did not happen.
No, it didn't. And we were both like victims of the moment because he was so hot in the World Baseball Classic.
I think
there were some growing pains in Philly that he went through, and the fact that Acuña was otherworldly.
Dude, nobody was going to touch Acuña. He was unanimous NL MVP this year. In case you didn't know, baseball family, he won the whole thing for sure.
Yes, he did. All right, so here's the AL MVP.
Julio!
I freaking wish.
No.
Here's mine.
American League, I'm going with Otani.
Okay.
Oh,
1 point for the Grandmaster.
Otani, your unanimous AL MVP. And I know I went off of that late, right?
Yeah.
Saying that it should be Corey Seager since he finished the season was the only reason they got to the playoffs. And I think that maybe some voters should next year look at that. Because I know, and we say it all the time, Otani could literally win this award every single year.
Yeah.
Because he has two players wrapped into one, but I think eventually we're going to get some voter fatigue on Otani.
Yeah, one day. It'll be in 2024 when he doesn't pitch as well. That's what's going to happen.
You're probably right. That's going to be what happens. All right, let's move on to the Cy Young.
Okay.
Brig, your NL Cy Young.
In the National League, I'm going to give it to Sandy Alcantara.
Ooh,
no.
He's
been injured all year, but hiding it. Sorry, that's not going to happen if you're doing that.
I got to find mine. My NL Cy Young. In the National League, I have Corbin Burnes. Not even close.
Just a bit outside.
That's exactly right. For those of you who don't know, Blake Snell won it in the National League, and rightfully so. He had an incredible year.
Yeah, he tore it up for sure.
So Brig, your AL Cy Young.
In the American League, I have Dylan Cease.
Oh! Good.
Decent year for Cease. He's on the trade block. He's going to end up with a contender, but not a Cy Young year.
No.
I don't think you were as far off as I was, though. As far as the AL Cy Young goes, I'm going to stick with Luis Castillo. I think he finished top five, though.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, it was Gerrit Cole by a landslide.
By a landslide, and another guy, rightfully so. I don't think it was close with either of these guys, to be honest. No. And I don't think it should have been.
No, I agree.
So, Brig, get your counter ready, because we're going to go into the Manager of the Year. Let's start with the National League Manager of the Year. Who did you have?
In the National League, it's the same thing. I got to go with Skip Schumacher in Miami.
Oh, I nailed it.
Point for Brig.
Yeah.
Who did I have?
In the National League, Bob Melvin.
Not Bob Melvin.
You did not. It was not Bob Melvin.
No, it was not.
Skip.
It was Skip Schumacher, and rightfully so, again. And it was, I think he won it for the reason you said, because I went back through and listened to all this, and you said because of what he's going to do with what he has.
Yeah.
I think that had a lot to do with it.
That makes sense. Wow.
All right, should we look, let's
I think
look
I backed AL. Off of that one a few weeks ago, though, didn't I?
You did, yeah, because you said, well, before, like when the finalists came out.
Yeah, who did I say? I don't know.
I can't remember who you said, but I also, like, it was funny, though, because I said Schumacher when the finalists came out.
Yeah, you did.
For the exact same reason that you said back before, but I'd forgotten that that's why you had said it. Like, I was watching this, I was like, oh, man, yeah, that we agreed just
wow,
8 months apart. Like
6 months, but yeah, 8 months apart.
All right, here's the AL manager of the year.
Bruce Bochy in Texas.
You were close.
I was close.
American League manager of the year. I'm going to go with John Schneider.
Oh, no.
No. No. Not even a little bit.
No. No, thank you.
I thought the Blue Jays were going to be so much better this year.
I did, too. I was really shocked.
I mean, I'm shocked. I'm not. I don't want to say I'm disappointed because I'm not, but I'm definitely shocked with how it went.
That's fair.
So
that's a fair representation of how I'm feeling as well. It was Brandon Hyde, by the way, for those of you that didn't know. Brandon Hyde won the American League Manager of the Year.
And looking back on it, I don't know how we didn't see that coming. Because yeah, I think we both knew the Orioles were going to be good this year.
I did. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think we both definitely did.
Yeah. Not this good.
No. No.
All right, let's talk. So I talked about Rookie of the Year last year, but let's go ahead and revisit it.
Last week, you mean?
Yeah, last week, whatever. It feels like last year. But anyway, so here is the NL Rookie of the Year from both of us.
I think Corbin Carroll's going to win it in the National League.
I have him as my National League Rookie of the Year.
Okay. Yes!
Nailed it.
Yeah,
that one was easy, I felt like.
Yeah.
Let's find your AL Rookie of the Year real quick. Where'd you go? I don't think either of us got it right. Actually, I know neither of us got it right. Here's mine. My American League guy is Anthony Volpe.
It was not Anthony Volpe.
It was not, because I think you chose Anthony Volpe too. I can't find your American League Rookie of the Year break. I'm pretty sure you said Volpe as well, though.
It's possible.
Yeah. But no, instead, who was it, Brig?
It was Gunnar Henderson.
Gunnar Henderson. Yes, it was. Baltimore. And yeah, both were unanimous because they both had standout years. And this is the thing. Volpe had a good year. It just wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't. He struggled too much at the plate for it to be a Rookie of the Year campaign. Yeah. It just did.
Yeah, exactly. I think I missed your Rookie of the Year, so I don't see it on here anywhere.
Well, I'm giving myself a point then.
I had no proof to say that you didn't choose Volpe or did you pick Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah. I may have picked Gunnar Henderson. I don't
you
know.
Didn't. I don't think so. You didn't. We both picked Anthony Volpe.
Come on, man.
Anyway. All right, let's move on to the playoffs and division. Okay. So we did predict our division winners like we do every single year. And so we'll start with the NL East. Start with the NL East. We've had both of our predictions here. This is the winners of these are the division winners. Now, we didn't go all the way down the list this year. So I have the Braves, the NL East.
It's going to be the Mets.
I got the Braves.
1 point for the Brad.
That's
Blackjack
right.
Jack Brad. I messed that one up, but so did the Mets.
I was going to say, okay. But you and like everybody else, right?
Yeah.
You were not the only one who said the Mets.
Nope.
But I was not sold. NL Central. Here we go.
Central? NL Central.
Cards.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wrong a row.
Swing and a miss.
We were not even close.
we were so off. Bob Gibson might as well have hit us in the face with a fastball. Like, that's how far off we were.
Yeah. Not yet.
And only because we couldn't see, and neither could he. And that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then the NL West, I think we were both way off on this one, too. I know I was.
The West.
The Friars. I've got the Padres.
I do, too. I have the Padres as well.
Oh, dude.
That's catastrophic.
I wanted the Padres to be good so badly.
So everybody else did too. Everybody did.
Well, they should have been. They should have been good. All that talent and nothing to show for it. Okay, here's my AL East.
The AL East, I have the Blue Jays winning, and I don't think it's going to be close.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, that was not a good prediction. I don't see your AL East here, though, Brig. You know, I'm going to blame StreamYard on this because I feel like sometimes stuff gets deleted.
Right, we upload it and it,
yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna check real quick because I have them all in a folder. I'm gonna see if I can find yours. There it is. You had the Blue Jays as well.
Oh man.
Okay. So neither of us were right. Okay. On to the AL Central. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. We have both of us here.
AL Central. Who do you have?
Cleveland.
Me too.
No. It was closer than it probably should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely was not Cleveland.
Oh, man, dude.
And here is our, both of us for the AL West.
And the West.
The Mariners.
I have the Mariners winning the AL West as well.
Wah, wah. Oh,
missed it by like a game and like two games.
Yeah, but. It was. That's why it was so disappointing.
Yeah, I know. And this is the thing: is that like I think I talked about this before, or maybe it was when we recorded another episode over the weekend. But I was riding that 2019 prediction so hard.
Yeah,
so hard that I was sticking to my guns.
You had us all going, man.
And I had everybody going with me, drinking the Kool-Aid.
That was.
I'm curious what else I could have gotten you guys to believe, though.
Well, like, the Kool-Aid was fabulous, so I'm probably a little deviled egg, maybe a rotisserie chicken.
I brought the whole spread.
A little cranberry sauce.
That's right. Okay, let's move on. Well, so we have our wild card picks.
Okay.
I have my AL wild card picks here. I'm not seeing. Oh, here we go. Both of our AL wild card picks.
The wild card teams. I have the Astros. The Orioles and Yankees.
So I have the Yankees, Astros, Twins.
You had Yankees, Astros, Twins.
Two of those teams made it to the playoffs.
Yeah, the Astros ended up winning the division on the last day of the season.
Yeah.
And then the Twins won their division.
Yeah, but not as wild card teams.
Right, yeah. Here are NL wild card teams.
Okay, the additional three wild card teams are going to be the Braves, the Dodgers, the Phillies.
I have the Mets, Dodgers, and Brewers.
Ooh.
I had the Brewers ended up winning their division. They were a playoff team.
But the Phillies were a wild card team.
Wild card team. Yeah.
I get another point.
Nice. You do get another point.
Tied at 3 points apiece,
oh, shoot.
Baseball family.
Okay, next are our World Series predictions, and I'm going to tell you right now, Brig, this is the end of the points.
Yeah.
So here's your World Series prediction.
They advance to the World Series where they face off against the New York Mets, who do, in fact, met the bed in the World Series, loses to the Mariners.
Okay, the Mariners didn't play the Mets because neither of them played anybody in the playoffs, so that worked
out. That's right. Yeah, they played as many playoff games as we did, Brig.
Yeah,
zero for those of you keeping track. And here's my World Series prediction. As you can guess, I had the Mariners against.
So obviously, I have the Mariners winning the World Series. I've been saying it for 4 years now. This is the year it's going to happen. They're going to beat the Padres.
No.
Ooh.
The Padres played exactly as many games as the Mariners did in the playoffs. So,
and the Mets.
And the Mets and you and I. Yes. We all have that in common.
Yeah, and the Yankees, by the way.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's dumb. I hate that part of this conversation.
And, you know, so one of the big takeaways from this, Brig, that I saw, like, watching this whole thing, I'm going to just play one of these and just see if anybody who's watching can notice this before I bring it to everybody's attention.
And the West.
The Mariners.
I have the Mariners winning the AL West as well. My beard is probably 4 inches shorter, and I think your hair is about that much longer.
I don't know.
Than it was. It might be 6 inches longer now.
It might be six inches longer. Should we do this real quick?
Do this? Yeah, that's considerable.
Look at that.
Look at that salad.
That's like a salad.
My beard was like here.
Yeah. Well, so, and you've trimmed it significantly from where it has been this year.
I did. Well, yeah, I trimmed it back in July. Yeah. So got a little bit more growth on it. But no, I was like, wow, that beard is like tight and trim, and your hair was high and tight.
It was.
It's a long time for those both to grow. So we talked about meaningless predictions. Was there any big surprise for you this year, Brig, in the 2023 season?
I mean, other than we've already discussed, like the Mets were bad.
Padres were really bad.
Padres were bad.
The Padres, like in September, though, like the middle of September, were like, wait a minute, like we're not like out of this yet.
Yeah. You know,
like Josh Hader was like, we're out of this, I'm not pitching. But the rest of the team was like, we like have a shot at this. And then they decided to start winning.
I think that the Rays epic slowdown after their 13-0 win and then opening the season 13-0, that was amazing. But then what was it, they were like in first place for like 100 years, and then suddenly they just weren't, and they never really recovered. I think that was a huge surprise. I was waiting for the regular season win record to break. And that didn't happen. Another big surprise for me was some of the injuries were really disappointing. I don't know if they were necessarily big surprises, but they were massive disappointments. Like Jacob deGrom, when he's healthy, dude is out of this world good. Like he's unbelievably good. But gosh, he just cannot stay healthy, and that bothers me. Aaron Judge, his timeout bothered me.
This was weird too.
It was weird. Yeah, I don't look. But yeah, I mean, there was a lot of disappointment, and there was a lot of unexpected sort of surprise stuff. What about you? What do you think?
One of the pleasant surprises was the Diamondbacks, because you and I remember going into the season, you and I were both like, they're not going to be real good, but they're going to be close to 500 team. They're going to make a lot of teams really upset toward the end of the year. I remember that specifically, like that conversation. And I was really pleasantly surprised about the start that they had. But then after the All-Star break, when they really struggled, I was like, oh, here we go. Regression to the mean. Right.
Yeah.
And it kind of was. And then they had to fight their way into the playoffs. But then we shouldn't have been surprised at the run that they made in the playoffs, because they were really good at the beginning of the season. They were in first place in the NL West for a little while. So like we really shouldn't have been super surprised about that, because we knew what they were capable of. It's just a matter of getting back to that, and they did for a while, and then the magic kind of ran out against the Rangers, right? The Rangers, who have been surprisingly consistent all year long, relying on the long ball, which was another surprise for me. Was I kept waiting for it. These bats are going to cool down. The pitching is going to catch up, and it's going to be the same as the Rangers. But it wasn't.
Right. I had the same thought.
I can put that as one of my surprises and disappointments as an AL West fan.
One of my disappointments is that none of the teams that committed to playing small ball, stealing bases, dropping a bunt, bloop singles, that kind of thing, manufacturing runs, that those teams didn't do better. That was a disappointment. Like, yeah, I just need more of that.
So something interesting to think about with the playoffs is the cold weather cities didn't do well. Philly did.
Yeah, Philly did.
Philly did well. But like Milwaukee, no. The Dodgers didn't do great, but they were playing against a fellow warm weather city. The Astros and the Rangers did well. The Twins didn't do well. The Orioles didn't do well. And Toronto certainly didn't do well.
No.
Interesting. Right? And so it is really interesting to look at the weather in these cities and think about
Like, okay, going into October, it cools down significantly. It's almost overnight. Like here in Phoenix, they say, yeah, you just got to get to Halloween. And it's like 95 degrees after the sun goes down while you're trick-or-treating on Halloween, and then the next day it's 75 degrees, November 1st. You know, it's crazy. And I feel like everywhere else that happens on Labor Day, and or even October 1st, if you're a little bit farther south. And so you're starting to get immediately, you're like, well, okay, bats are cool. Not going to hit the home runs we did.
Yeah.
Right. So it's really interesting that that those cold weather cities don't, or at least this year didn't do as well. It's something I think I'm going to pay attention to more as we go forward. Watch style of play and where they're located come October.
Yeah, that's a really good thought. And if they can build on it, you know, if it's something they have to adjust for October, or if it's something that they can carry into October.
Yeah. Yep. Another, like, a disappointment for me, obviously, was Seattle. I had huge expectations, going into the season. But the big, like, blow for me came really early with Robbie Ray. At that point, my brother-in-law, I was visiting family, and my brother-in-law was like, so you still think the Mariners are going to win it? And it happened, like, I think Robbie Ray went down, like, 3 days before that. I was like, nope. Mm-hmm. Not going to happen. Yeah. Needed everybody to stay healthy, especially him, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, and the disappointment started there and just went downhill until the All-Star break. And then finally things went up.
A little late, but yeah, they did.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Honestly, I was shocked that the Rangers won the World Series.
Me
too. Shocked
that
the D-backs, like I said, shocked the D-backs were there.
Yeah. But
I was absolutely pleasantly surprised that they beat the Astros and they even got to the World Series.
Same.
Because I figured as soon as the Astros clinched their spot in the AL West, or in the ALCS, I was like, here we go again, another Astros World Series.
That's what I thought too. Yeah. On a not necessarily Major League Baseball related topic, but still a baseball topic, a tremendous thing that happened this year was the success of the Savannah Bananas. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, it did. And just when you thought they couldn't get any bigger, they did. Just when you thought they wouldn't be able to announce anything cooler or more exciting or more revolutionary, they did. And it is so much fun to watch. I see Savannah Bananas t-shirts and jerseys and hats seemingly every time I leave the house.
Oh, I'm sure where you are, yeah.
Yeah, certainly, or especially when it's a baseball-related activity of any kind. You go down to Truist Park, especially in Atlanta, and you have a lot of Savannah Bananas gear there as well. It is really fun. And now they've announced their world tour is now expanded to, like, way more cities with much bigger audiences.
They're playing in big league parks in some of those places. They've got three teams now. They've got the firefighters instead of just the Bananas and the party animals.
Yeah.
It's unreal. The growth that we've seen with them over even just like the last year. It's insane.
That's what I mean. It's been like 1 year of explosive popularity and growth. And it's so cool. Love it.
It is. It is super cool. Yeah, that's been a lot of fun to watch. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun to continue to watch just because Jesse's a brilliant entertainer and and a brilliant mind for just putting together an amazing show. So it's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, he's killing really cool. it. Yeah. Happy for them.
Yep. Well, that's really the 2023 season in a nutshell right there. If there's anything you feel like we missed, let us know in the comments. Anything that you were super surprised by, disappointed by. I was, like I said, the Rangers, you were calling it going into the season. I know you were saying next year, but you're saying something's going on down in Arlington.
I did, yeah.
I didn't want to buy into it, but I really should have. you saw what I didn't want to see.
I'm feeling a little bit smug, but I kind of cooled off on them, just to be honest. We all did, especially when DeGrom went down, but then things turned themselves around. Anyway, what I would been wanting to say is, baseball family, stick with us because this is not our full recap of the 2023 season. We do have our best and worst moments of 2023 coming out in a future episode, and it's not going to take very long till we drop that one. So stay tuned for that, because that is
I feel like that was a fun list for me to compile, and it gave me a sort of a more broad view of specific moments throughout the season that I thought were great and not so great.
Yeah, for sure. So drop some of your surprises, disappointments, some of the predictions that you had or didn't have. I don't know. You don't even need receipts. Just let us know. Just drop in the comment. Let us know what you thought was going to happen. And if you called the World Series champion in February, let us know, because that's awesome and exciting.
Catch new episodes of the Baseball Together podcast every Tuesday.